Blame it on the debt ceiling as the market stalled today. Is there more to come? It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 22nd day of May. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, what happens when Twitter allows phony profiles to use fake verified check marks? We've got a story. Too many parking lots? Well, we've got a little known fact about parking. We'll tell you about that. Those jobless numbers that were on the way up, might they be untrue? We've got the Wall Street Report and a gigantic fine against Meta from the European Union. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us and learn about some of the big business news stories of the day. Want to find us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, still no sign of a deal on the debt ceiling, and Wall Street is getting nervous. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen once again warned that the U.S. will default on its obligations sooner rather than later. What is surprising is that the issue of raising the debt ceiling is to pay for stuff we've already ordered, purchased, or shared with others. Now that the bills are due, and by dangling this crisis in front of all of us, it is not a good move for business or for jobs. The markets did react to the stalemate, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Do really smart people love chaos? It's been nothing but chaos over at Twitter since Elon Musk purchased the social media platform. Several weeks ago, Musk said that to be a verified account, individuals and businesses would have to pay for that privilege. For those of you who don't know, an account that was verified gave readers a sense of reassurance that the person or the business or agency behind that name was real. And when those blue verified check marks started to disappear, we warned that bad actors would find a way to exploit the issue. And that is exactly what's happened. A photograph of the U.S. Pentagon, which showed a bomb blast and shared by no fewer than 8 profiles that purported to be verified, well, it all turns out to be fake. CNN is reporting that the image, which bears all of the hallmarks of being generated by artificial intelligence, was shared by numerous verified accounts with blue check marks, including one that was falsely claimed that it was associated with Bloomberg News. The tweet in question said, quote, "Large explosion near the Pentagon complex in Washington, D.C. Initial report," end quote. That's what was posted with an image purporting to show black smoke rising near a large building. The account has since been suspended by Twitter. It was unclear who was behind the account or where the image originated. Under owner Elon Musk, Twitter has allowed anyone to obtain a verified account in exchange for a monthly payment. As a result, Twitter verification is no longer an indicator that that account represents whoever it claims to represent. The false reports of the explosion also made their way to air on a major Indian television network. Republic TV reported that an explosion had taken place, showing the fake image on the air and citing reports from the Russian news outlet RT. It was later retracted when it became clear the incident had not taken place. Domestically, the image and story caused a downturn in the stock market. The account has since been taken down by Twitter, and we are just weary. When this story crossed our desk, we knew we had to share it with you, and it has to do with parking. CNN is reporting that approximately 2 billion parking spots cover the United States. That's enough to pave over the entire state of Connecticut. From baseball stadiums in Los Angeles to malls in Atlanta, parking lots are bigger than the buildings that they surround. Cities have built so much parking through a policy few people know about, and that policy is called minimum parking requirements. Cities don't just require parking spaces for nearly every office, mall, store, movie theater, bowling alley, restaurant, and other buildings. Those requirements often include a certain number of spots for each and every building. Mandatory parking minimums helped shape a modern makeup of American cities. They became a self-fulfilling prophecy, in effect. More parking spaces means bigger parking lots. Bigger parking lots mean more buildings isolated from roads and sidewalks, separated from arterial infrastructure by vast oceans of asphalt. And faced with so much mandatory automotive-centric infrastructure, many people abandoned walking, and they said, screw it, we're just going to drive. Now, especially in large office complexes where so many employees work from home, we now see massive lots nearly empty. U.S. Representative Robert Garcia, a Democrat from California, recently introduced a bill that would eliminate parking minimums for new affordable residential, retail, industrial, and commercial construction. Separately, he introduced legislation to scrap parking requirements close to public transit. Will any of that come to pass? We shall see. Here's a stunning story for you. The number of people applying for jobless benefits has been steadily rising, but those numbers may very well be false. MarketWatch is reporting that new applications for unemployment benefits jumped to a 20-month high of nearly 264,000 in early May from just 221,000 in late February. And that's all based on seasonally adjusted numbers. Yet, much of the increase seems to have been stemmed from a huge surge in fraudulent unemployment filings in Massachusetts. New jobless claims in that state jumped to as high as 35,000 in early May from around 7,000 a week back in January and February. The state has since moved to aggressively cull fraudulent claims, with reported filings falling to around 21,000 last week. Now, even that number, however, appears to be too high. 1 year ago, new jobless claims in Massachusetts were in the low 4,000s. It's a stunning story, and we'll stay on top of it. Stocks closed mixed today as President Joe Biden and House Speaker Republican Kevin McCarthy prepared to meet to resume debt ceiling negotiations. All of that on the heels of dire warnings that a default would wreck the economy and have a major impact on jobs. The S&P 500 finished flat, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.4% or more than 100 points. Technology-driven NASDAQ Composite rose by 0.5% at the close. By the way, West Texas Intermediate crude gained 42 cents to close at $72.12 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with a massive fine against Meta. European Union privacy regulators have fined Meta $1.3 billion, saying Facebook's parent company has been sending user information into the United States. Officials said data about European Facebook users had been stored illegally for years in America, with the information insufficiently protected from spy agencies there. The New York Times reports that the ruling is potentially one of the most consequential in the last 5 years since the EU introduced the General Data Protection Regulation. The fine boosts pressure on the U.S. to finalize a data flow deal with European officials. Meta said it would appeal the penalty. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.